Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Zayin, Sif Beis through Sif Ches. Sif Beis. Ein levorchen al ha-reach, elam kei na'ase la-ha-reach. You never make a bracha on an aroma unless the item is meant for its aroma. Hilkach, therefore, ein levorchen al-besamim shal mesim. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on spices that we put by a deceased person, hanesunu l'malam mehamita. They place it above the beer. She'enim el ha'avir sichono shalmeis. The whole purpose is to freshen the air that you shouldn't smell any stench coming from the deceased. Av nesunim l'mata, but now if the spices were placed below, then mevarchim. Then we do make a bracha. Shani omer, because then I say, l'chvor ha'chayim hemesuyim, that is for the living. So if the scent is to remove a bad smell, you don't make a bracha on that. And if they put it above the deceased, then we don't make a bracha. If they put it below, where the living will enjoy it for their own sake, then we make a bracha. V'chein, ein levorchin al besamim shel beis hakiseh. Similarly, we don't make a bracha on spices that are meant to refreshen the air of a bathroom. Below al shemen ha'os l'havir as a zoma, or any kind of oil that's used as deodorant. We do not make a bracha on those scent because the scents are there to remove a bad smell, not because you are meant to enjoy the smell. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kanches, Nesun l'mata. You don't make a bracha if it's above the mita, you do if it's below. Mishnah Berurah says, Hayinu lifnei mitaso, in front of the mita. Below means in front. So if it's in front of the mita, then we say it's for the covered of the chayim. But if it's above the mace, then we say it's to remove the smell. Sifkan test echvot hachayim. So if it's in front of the mita, it's for the honor of the living. Shkidei she yarichu v'yehanu, they should smell it and enjoy it. Sifkan yud, al besam shal beis hakiseh. If you have spices in the bathroom, so we don't make a bracha on that either. She molich istinis lebeis hakiseh l'ha'avir ha'reichwa. These are spices that finicky people, delicate people, bring to the bathroom to take care of the bad smell. Regular people don't care. But it is in this care. So he brings this with him. Im holich odam umeriach merachok, reach besam elu. So if a person is walking by and he at a distance smells the spices, ein sarach levarach, doesn't make a bracha. Kiven de ba'olim lo asum elahavi reachwa, because the people who brought the spice to the bathroom only brought it to eliminate the bad smell. And even if there's intent to inhale and enjoy the smell, no bracha is said. So Shartzian explains the scenario. He starts by saying that an istinus brings to the bathroom this spice, and someone else outside the bathroom smells it at a distance. So Shartzian Tesvav explains, the one who brought the spice can't make a bracha. He's in the bathroom. If it's a filthy place. So it has to be for the person who's outside the bathroom. He's not near the bathroom. There's no reachra, because if there's reachra, he can't make the bracha. So he's not near the reachra. And he happens to smell the good smell, but it's coming from the bathroom, so then he's not going to make a bracha. And then the Shartzian adds, and the ones who bring the spice to the bathroom, even as they prepared it in their home, they also don't make a bracha, because it's not meant for its smell. It's meant for the bathroom. So if it's meant as a deodorizer for the bathroom, even if they prepare it in their home, they do not make a bracha. And then they bring it to the bathroom, of course they don't make a bracha, but even passerbys are not going to make a bracha because that scent was meant to eliminate a bad smell. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that even if he has kavana to smell it, it doesn't make a difference. You still don't make a bracha. And the Shartzian in Seth Zion brings a Pima Godim that even noitel odem echet elariach, but even if you pick it up in your hand, you don't make a bracha because the intent is not for its reach. The intent is to get rid of a bad smell. And if the intent is to get rid of a bad smell, even if you pick it up to inhale it, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sukkan Yiraf, Ha'asu L'Havir V'Chulu. Or you have an oil that's meant as a deodorant. Kigon Odom Shagufa Mizyeh Haba. You have a person, and he perspires a lot. V'tzarech L'Such Gufa B'Shamnei B'Samim So he's constantly anointing his body with spiced oils to take away the smell from his perspiration. It's a body odor is a bad smell. And he adds this to it, he adds a spice to the oil to be a deodorant. V'chein, or similarly, k'she'oichel, let's say he's eating. V'yadav mezamos, machma shenoga b'yadav ba'acholin. And his hands get filthy because he's touching the food. V'sochel b'shemen. So then afterwards, he anoints his hands, he washes his hands in oil. Nami enim v'vach. Again, he does not make a bracha. The gambeze ikar lahavir hazama, because the intent is to clean his hands, v'lo levech, not for its scent. V'einav gamina, there's really no difference between shemen stam, whether it's ordinary oil, the shemen afarsimon, or even a fancy oil, shemen afarsimon, the chashiv, it's special, makes no difference. But called inyan ein mevarach aleim shum bracha, either way, he does not make a bracha. Kivin shlo ba'u elo l'sak hazama, because the goal here is to be an air freshener, to be a deodorizer. On those type of smells, you don't make a bracha. And the notes point out, if you have a scented soap, whether it's bar soap or this body soap, whatever it is, and they add all kinds of smells to it, even if it's natural, you don't make a bracha. Because the goal is to clean the body and remove a bad smell. And if it's for the hair, the same thing. It's to make it, it's there to remove bad smell, more than just, it's not a perfume per se. Sif Gimel. Mugmor shemigamin boas akilim. When they burn incense in order to give a scent to his utensils or his clothing, there's no bracha on that. The intent is not to smell the burning incense. The goal is to scent the kelim. And if you take an article of clothing that was scented and you smell it, you don't make a bracha. Because there's no actual spice there. Below you have the smell without the original spice. You have no essence of the spice. So therefore you don't make a bracha on that. Mugmar. Shasar from Besamim. They would burn the spices. Umavir and Kalim Obegodim Agav Oshan Habasamim. They would take utensils or clothing over the smoke of the spice. Viniklet Harach Bekalim Oba Begodim. And then the item or the clothing gets the aroma from the smoke. So you don't make a bracha on that smoke. Sifkon Yugimel Emevarchin Olav. You don't make a bracha on it. Bein Hamagam Ba'atzmo, whether it's the person who's burning the incense. Bein Adam Achash Alechemirich, whether it's someone else who walks by and smells it. Sifkon Yadal Lefish Lo Nasa Bechulu, because it's not meant for its own smell. It's meant to scent something else. Miu, however, Emiskavin Ligmar Kalev Vigam Lo Hariach, let's see, he has two things in mind. He has in mind to scent his clothing, and he has in mind for its own smell. Then, Sarach Levarach Lov, then he needs to make a bracha. To Oymed Gam Levech, because there it's for its own smell as well. Sivkan Tezvav El Levech Below V'chulu. Now, the clothing, you're not going to make a bracha on, because it's a rech without an ikker. Ubalibatim She'en Lehem B'sam L'harich Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. There are people, homeowners, who don't have spices to smell Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. They take the mortar that they use to crush spices during the week, and it has a scent to it. So they take that for the bracha b'samim, and they smell it. It's a bracha levatolo. Moshe Kosef Khan, like we write here, because there's no spice. The fact that the mortar has absorbed the smell of the spices is not sufficient to make a bracha. Now the Shartzion writes of Kan Chav Dalid that if you have no other besamim, you should use it anyway. You should smell it to be meshiv nefesh. Just don't make a bracha on it. If you have nothing else, so use it to smell. Just don't make a bracha. The notes on the side point out that the assumption here of the Mishnah Berurah is there's absolutely no spice left in the mortar. But if there's a few pieces of crumbs, which is very common, there'll be still pieces left in there, then there's no question you can make the bracha, because then you have the ikar as well. Siv Dalet, Besamim Shel Erva. The spices that a woman who's an Erva wears, Kagon, for instance, Kupa Shel Besamim Talui B'Tzavara, she has an amulet, a parcel of spices that she hangs around her neck. She holds it in her hand or in her mouth. All of these are early equivalents of deodorant, mouthwash, whatever. A man cannot make a bracha on it. Levisha also the reich behem, he can't smell it. It's also shemayav l'day hergel neshika or care of basa, because by smelling it, he may end up wanting this to other. They may kiss or any other sign of physical affection, and that's also. Mishtabur sifkar design shall erva. What does that mean? Perish. It means shall isha she erva love. This is the spice that belongs to a woman who is forbidden to him. Al bepenuya after the mutter, if she's a single girl who's not an erva, maybe it's okay. I will come achronim achmir, but many achronim are strict. Tafila bepenuya also, even if she's single, it's forbidden. Daide zayavu, they hear her, because by smelling her spices, he'll come to bad thoughts. Because I feel like she's nida, even if she's not the age that should be considered nida. Ubasulos shalonu shestamen becheskas nida same. But our young ladies who are not married, but they're also old enough to be assumed that nida, she'enon tovlos the nidu son. They do not go to immerse because of their nida. Also lukliyama. Everyone agrees that you cannot smell their spices. The bechal arayas same, because they are arayas by virtue of the fact that they're nida. That even the spices of his wife, if she's a nida, he may not smell. What are these spices? These are spices that she wears around her neck. Some achronim write, not only specifically when it's hanging around her neck. This is a common scenario. The besam she regila says b'tzavara that the spices she normally would carry around her neck, afilu heimunochem ke'es ala shulchan, even though right now they're sitting on the table, gam kin ein levarach alem, you can't make a brach on it. Da'idezeh yavol dehir imakir yodah, because it will also bring to bad thoughts if he knows and recognizes her. So the first idea is that it's only usher when she's wearing it around her neck, he can't go over to smell it. And then the Mishnah Berurah is adding lav dafka, even if it's not around the neck, since he knows her and she recognizes her, so therefore it's going to be usher even if her spices are on the table. Now the notes on the side, bring from Chacham Ben Tzion Abashul in the early Tzion. The isser is when they would take the whole bottle and wear it around the neck. But if she has a bottle of perfume, and she takes from the bottle and puts perfume on herself, then there is no isser to smell the perfume in the bottle. Because no hergel avera. That's not how she does it. Our discussion here is she wears this spice around her neck. Don't smell that spice, whether she's wearing it on her neck or it's on the table. Don't smell it. But if she has a bottle of perfume and she takes some of the perfume and she puts it on her body, there's no isser to smell the actual perfume from the bottle. There's going to be a problem of smelling the perfume on her body. That's a different issue. She's not supposed to go perfume because that'll bring to here and all the things describing. But to smell it in the bottle itself is not the problem. So the question is, when women today wear deodorant that's scented or body sprays or mild perfume, it could well be there is no chashash of this concern because it's like daily hygiene. We don't consider that as going perfumed. If it's a strong or an abundant odor, that could be something else. But if it's just a normal, regular deodorant spray, I don't think the person would have a problem of a woman using deodorant spray that has a scent to it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a strong smell that draws attention. Sif hei, b'samim shel avodas kochovim. If you have spices burning for avodah zarah, or spices in general, not burning spices for avodah zarah, eim avarach aleihem, you do not make a bracha on those spices. If isha also l'reich b'hem, it's forbidden to smell it. Mishtabur sifkar nyuches shel akum. They were burnt for avodah zarah. What he writes about this. It's forbidden to smell it. You can't make a bracha on something forbidden. So if they have these scents as part of their service in the avodah zarah, it's absolutely forbidden. We don't really have it too much in our neighborhoods, but there are definitely countries in the world where this is an issue. When non-Jews make a party, we don't make a bracha on their spices. We assume their party has some religious connotation. They sit around to eat and drink. We don't smell the spices. The assumption is they're sitting around, there's avodah zarah. This is if there's a party. But if it's not with eating and drinking, mutter levarch avasam shel ovi gehulim. A non-Jew, and he has spice on his table, you can smell it and make a bracha on it. You can make a bracha on the spice of a non-Jew. You can't make a bracha on the spice of a non-Jew at his party, because then there may be religious relevance. Siv Zayin. Hayoholech chutz lechrach ve'riach riach tov. A person is walking out of a town. He's out of a city. And he smells a nice smell coming from the city. If the majority of inhabitants of the city are non-Jews, einam avarach, he doesn't make a bracha. Because we assume this is coming from Avodah Zarah. But if the majority is Jewish, Mavarach, he does make a bracha. Mr. Bruce of Konachov base. Imrov, if the majority are non-Jews, he doesn't make a bracha. The Talinon, Hareach, Basar, Rov. We assume the smell comes from the majority. Ubavadai, shall over the Gilulim Haim. So the assumption is it's certainly from the non-Jews, Sha'asom and Mesiba, who having a party. Lefikach, Meriach, Merachok. And that's why he's smelling it so far away. So since the majority, it could come from the minority who are Jewish. But we assume it's from the majority, and therefore he doesn't make a bracha. So Karnachov gil v'mrov yisovichu, but if the majority are Yidin, he makes a bracha. For who adin mechzal mechzi yisov, the same is true if it's 50-50. If it's 50% Jewish, 50% not, he can make a bracha. K'mosh v'var l'kamam b'simun reich tzadiches, in an orish havdol, we talk about this as far as light for havdol in reich tzadiches, ayin ber locha, look in the ber halocha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in ber locha as a kasha. Mishnah is a kasha, mechzal mechza, half and half make a bracha. So I understand. If it's mechza al mechza, it's safik deraisa. If it's reich of avodas gilulim, there's a isal yidu b'yod chumum necher. You're not to smell it. So why don't you go to chumah? Since you can't smell it, me safik, how can you make a bracha on it? Unless you say the whole is it's only drabanon, tzarech in. What does it mean mechza al mechza, go ahead and make the bracha? Mechza al mechza, should go safik l'chumah, not to make a bracha. So he buys the kasha. Sivkon chavdal, mevarich. If it's majority yidin, you make a bracha. Kvar kasav the brosh ha-simon, he wrote at the beginning of the simon, some say you have to have intent to smell. Otherwise, you don't make a bracha just because you walk by and smell it. Most posts disagree. Usvirlu, they hold, that it makes the bracha even without specific intent to smell. Because he is benefiting from the aroma that's coming up. Se'if ches. Nisarev reach shemavarchin alav, but reach she'ein mavarchin alav. Let's say there are two smells mixing, one that warrants a bracha, one that doesn't. So do you or don't you make a bracha? You have two smells together. Holchin achar harov, you go by the majority, and here you have one of the rare cases where the Mishnah Berurah sekanachav hey nisarev reach v'chulu tells us ayin berlocha lukin berlocha. Instead of commenting in the Mishnah Berurah, he just says lukin berlocha. So, the Be'er Locha discusses this issue of what happens when you have a mixture of smells. And he says, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam, that you go by the majority. You go by the majority, you go by the Rov. Then he brings the Sefer Shemen or Keach, that the case has to be when you're mixing spices like Shemen or Besamim of the Mace or the Beis Kisei, which are not meant for Reach, with Besamim or Shemen, that's not for the basic kisei. So you have Reach Tov and the Reach, which is meant for deodorant, go by the majority. But it can't be on the case of non-Jews and Jews, because if you have smell from Avodah Zarah mixing in with smell that's not, you can't make a bracha because there's no Bittul Berov. Avodah Zarah is not Bittul Berov. So in Mele, it can't be that kind of scenario. Correct. So it can't be an Avodah Zarah versus not. It has to be deodorant versus something meant for its aroma.